From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron Tuesday said they discussed ways to strengthen the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran. Mr. Trump called the three-year-old accord deeply flawed.
Because this is a deal with decayed foundations. It's a bad deal. It's a bad structure. It's falling down. Should have never, ever been made.
Mr. Trump is expected to decide by May 12 whether or not to reimpose sanctions on Tehran lifted under the agreement. Mr. Macron backs the current accord but wants it revised and strengthened. He spoke through an interpreter about a deal that would be expanded to address regional concerns beyond Iran and its nuclear program.
This is the only way to bring about stability. France is not naive when it comes to Iran. We have also a lot of respect for the Iranian people, which through their history, its history always has always shown its strength. But we do not repeat the mistakes of the past.
The French leader's plan envisions blocking Iranian nuclear efforts, addressing Tehran's ballistic missile program, and containing Iran's activities in countries like Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Lebanon. The French leader suggested that they made progress in forging this new agreement. Congolese opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi Tuesday presided over the first authorized mass rally in Democratic Republic of Congo in nearly 2 years. He dismissed speculation he might cut a deal with President Joseph Kabila and serve as prime minister. Tshisekedi told his supporters not to be distracted but prepare to get him elected. Thousands supporting the Union for Democracy and Social Progress gathered in Kinshasa as the country readies for expected elections in December. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Tuesday said the North Koreans had been pressing for a U.S.-North Korea meeting sooner rather than later. As for the prospects of success in getting the North to denuclearize,
the end result is we'll see. Maybe good things will happen, and maybe we're all wasting a lot of time. But hopefully it'll be good for everybody concerned.
Mr. Trump described ongoing discussions about a summit as very good and described the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, as someone who is being open and honorable. The president suggested the timing of the meeting could be late May or early June. Mr. Trump Tuesday said Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will be heading to Beijing soon to discuss trade tensions. He said the visit was arranged at the request of Beijing. The president has announced his plan to impose tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods as a way to combat what the U.S. charges is China's intellectual property theft. The president also said he prefers to get out of Syria, but not before the mission is complete. He was urged by his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, who spoke through an interpreter, to avoid a precipitous withdrawal and allow diplomacy to create a better Syria.
In the long run, we need to win peace and make sure that Syria does not fall into any hegemony in the region. So to that effect, the approach which is agreed means that we can work on the whole of the situation in the region and with these efforts to contain Iran in the region.
Mr. Trump said the U.S. wants to leave a strong and lasting footprint and avoid, in his words, giving Iran open season all the way to the Mediterranean. In Indonesia, firefighters are trying to contain a blaze at an oil well in northwest Aceh province that has left 10 dead and injured dozens. The fire broke out early Wednesday after a well overflowed and residents gathered to collect spillage. The Israeli government has abandoned plans to forcibly deport tens of thousands of African migrants who entered the country illegally after failing to find a country to take them. Helifam is one of those from Eritrea.
It was a difficult time for the asylum seekers here in Israel on the matter of being deported or being imprisoned for a lifetime. And it's good news to hear that the forced deportation is canceled.
The government said it may revive voluntary deportations and reopen detention centers for what are described as illegal infiltrators. In Pakistan, three suicide bombers launched separate attacks on security forces Tuesday in the southwest city of Quetta, killing six policemen, wounding several others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A British judge has ruled that a terminally ill toddler, Alfie Evans, will not be allowed to travel to Rome for a special treatment at a Vatican-run hospital despite an appeal by his family and a Twitter appeal by Pope Francis. The 23-month-old suffers from a rare degenerative neurological condition. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.